Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. It's a Sunday morning. It's the 18th day of August. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all out in Jonesboro.
Wonderful Clayton County.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Halfway through the show, if you're just joining us, we started off the show by talking about the full moon we're all going to get tomorrow. And if you think about it, if you find a place that's got full moon calendars, there's no better place or way to take a vacation than doing it over a full moon.
Okay.
And you can buy those calendars. And so I'm just telling you, a little tip from me. Mm-hmm. Little tip from me. Also, there's one tag, and I'm going to save it for another time. I got to tell you what I did with the family before the service last week.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did something with them. And also, shout out to Tracy and Carrie Horn, the people I talked about that helped get through this. It couldn't have been done without the team was me, Tracy, and Carrie. And we feel very, very happy and proud about what we did. So I want to make sure I said that. Now, I hear him chewing. He must be enjoying breakfast. Joe Patrick.
Yeah, the coffee drip, guys.
Nah. There we go.
Listen, buddy, we're a little behind, but we're gonna bring you on here because the question, for me at least, isn't so much of what we, other than, you know, the kicking game, we didn't really take away that much from what we saw yesterday, but preparing for this last game, as Sam and I talked about this earlier, the third game was always the game you saw the majority of the starters. You saw them working on some things. But now the way that the preseason is, what do we expect for this last preseason game next week?
A lot more of what we saw yesterday, which is not a lot of starters. It is kind of amazing how the philosophy has changed and changed relatively quickly. Obviously, it's been a while since they've done the whole thing where it's funny, like when I grew up as a kid, it was like a ramp up that you expected, you know, and it was just consistent around the league where by the third game, starters were playing sometimes even into the second half, you know, which is just crazy to think about now. But, you know, having watched seen some of the coverage of these preseason games from around the league, it just feels like there is momentum building to just scrap the whole thing altogether because the main thing that these reporters are reporting on now, it seems, is who's not playing in these games. And, you know, the teams and the league have to try to promote these things like their games. And it's all just a bit awkward because I think everybody knows that, you know, the most effective tactic among coaches is to just not play any of these guys anymore. And so I'm kind of the opinion that I think that we may have not seen our last preseason games played this preseason, but I think next year could be the last time we see them before, you know, they come to some sort of agreement on a CBA where they can add a regular season game and a bye week, an extra bye week, and then scrap the rest of these preseason games because you just ask coaches, and I don't think that they feel like they're very necessary. They get so much more out of the joint practices and some of the other things that they can do. But, you know, it's fun to see the guys get in the uniform, get out there on the field.
Yeah. Pretty soon, Sam, we're going to be watching the Super Bowl during March Madness.
Yep, you know what I mean?
Keep pushing it back.
Well, yeah, but that's a whole other thing because NASCAR is already concerned because they're talking about taking that date for Daytona 500.
Oh.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Joe Patrick this morning. He is social. You can always find him at JAPatrick200, at JAPatrick200. You know, a lot of people talk about who they saw that Patrick Mahomes played yesterday, and we're seeing this battle for the starting job in Pittsburgh played out. And they say, oh, that was a lot of fun, Patrick Mahomes behind-the-back passing. What I love to say is, it's fun until it's not funny. Saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is that going to continue, you think?
You know, continue Patrick Mahomes craziness?
Well, yeah, they're just guys coming in and playing and knowing that these games that don't matter, why put your guy out there to risk anything happening to you when you need that guy ready for games that really matter? But like I said, it's funny until it's not funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, and the thing about playing these quarterbacks is you can only play them so long as you're playing your starting offensive line. And so if there's anything, you know, wrong with your starting offensive line, if you've got players that you want to rest for a minor injury or something like that, then do you even, you know, do you throw that starting quarterback back there? I think that there's more of a gripe, I guess you could say, for Falcons fans in this case, having not even gotten to see Michael Penix. He didn't even get to see the backup in this game. And not only is he the backup, but he's obviously people are just, you know, dying to see him throw the ball because of, you know, how important of a draft pick he was as a top 10 pick. And the fact that I think a lot of fans know that they're not going to see any of him most likely for the next at least one season, probably a couple of seasons, with Kirk Cousins as a starting quarterback. So, yeah, it's tough. But, you know, again, you ask Raheem Morris, and I think he's of your perspective, Sam. And John Fricke was saying this, too, on our air. It's like, wrap Michael Penix in bubble wrap. You don't need to put him behind that, you know, these guys who are just scrapping Klein to make the team on the offensive line. And, you know, I understand that perspective. I don't know. Like, he said that the reason they didn't see him is because they've seen enough from him. I would personally like to see him face a little bit more kind of live action, considering he's not really going to get that kind of rep ever in a practice where he has to play under the threat of potentially getting hit. But yeah, it's, you certainly understand why teams don't want to lose anybody to injury at this point in the season, because, you know, it happened to the Falcons obviously last week and it feels like a disaster, even though it was, you know, it was a safety who may or may not have been a starter and an edge rusher who was a third round pick, you know, rookie. But it felt massive. It felt really, those were really important losses. And you can only imagine how it would feel if you lose the most important position in all of sports and your quarterback.
That being said, what thoughts about, you know, the moves that were made this week? And actually, Matthew Judon was there yesterday for the game, which had been great to see him there on the sideline, at least getting acclimated and getting used to his new teammates.
Yeah, so exciting. You know, these moves really vault the Falcons from being a team that was a light favorite, I would say, to win the NFC South. I certainly thought that they were, you know, going to win the NFC South. But, you know, I think a lot of people still seem to have confidence in the Tampa Bay Bucks, so they were getting some love. But now, after these signings, after the, you know, they directly address the Falcons' two glaring kind of needs, or maybe two of the three, with the one still being the cornerback two spot. But, man, so exciting to get in. You know, this is to get Judon in. It really is akin to the Falcons making the move to get Jonathan Abraham. Obviously, when that move happened, Abraham was younger. The Falcons had to give up more to get in that pass rusher. But he really is that kind of prestigious and productive, like historically productive pass rusher. That's going to be really exciting that this team has obviously been starved of. This franchise has just been starved of for so long, and not having that guy, that you finally have that guy who can get home consistently. And on the back end, you've got a really dynamic pair of safeties that I think are going to create tons of turnovers. Obviously, we saw Jesse Bates kind of lead the way around the NFC last year in that regard. But I think when you add a guy like Justin Simmons, who plays very similar to him, you can do so many different things in the way that you disguise coverages and confuse quarterbacks. And especially in this division, it's not a division with great quarterbacks. So, you know, that puts the Falcons in really good stead. And, you know, you just knock on wood that these guys, you know, there's no major injuries. I'm sure there will be some over the course of the season. But if this group can stay together, they are a little bit thin, I would say, overall. But just the top line talent on this defense now goes from looking like a relative weakness to, like, it's not so weak of a defense, actually. It's actually a pretty strong defense on top of what we expect to be a pretty strong offense as well. So it's looking like just like a – those two signings really make the team feel so much more well-rounded and well-suited to deal with any type of different opposing offense.
All right, well, that's all well and fine. I'm telling you what, Sam, I miss Joe. I've been gone a few weeks here. The guy comes on here and he breaks it down in a way that is second to none.
Yeah.
And we take this information and we apply it moving forward. But I think there's something left that we got to grab for, because as you said, next week is going to look a lot like yesterday. So what do we look forward to? I'll tell you what we look forward to, and it was the interesting part of yesterday's game. We talked to Joe a couple weeks ago about the kickoff and how that's changed and how they practice it. And he says they watched how they practice it, and all the teams, it's like a work in progress. But what if the issue with this Falcons team is not everything that he broke down defensively or offensively, and it's what we saw yesterday? It's we got a Pro Bowl kicker who's off to the left repeatedly. And when you talk about special teams and you talk about a kicker, that's the one thing you can't work through. If that dude's got the yips, that's an issue.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, too, because of the, you know, the psychology of kickers and the fact that you don't want this to become a talking point. You know, like the more it becomes a talking point, the more it seems likely to maybe potentially affect the kicker and affect his confidence. But the only reason it becomes a talking point is because he misses the kick. So, you know, it's this kind of funny to me. It's like it's like, you know, the coaches, it starts with the coaches, but just anybody close to the team wants to, like, you know, put a damper on, you know, put the kibosh on any kind of talk that, you know, people could be worried about Young Wei Koo. But I think it's fair to be concerned about the misses, for sure. I think it's probably a good thing that he's, like, missing in a consistent way. To me, it makes me think of, like, a golfer who, you know, just has a slight miss, probably means they're just doing the same, you know, slightly incorrect thing over and over. And so if he can get that fixed, he'll be fine. And he obviously has a track record. But I remember last year, to his credit, he made, you know, so many kicks that he became the NFL's all-time most accurate kicker. And I remember one week that became a talking point. It seems like ever since then, it's been a little bit shaky. So I'm still holding out confidence that he'll be good, but you never know. You know, you got to see him make those kicks when the regular season comes around.
All right, Joe. Listen, we will keep an eye on that. We're going to talk to you next week, but thank you as always, buddy, for getting up and joining us.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
There you go. That is Joe Patrick.